And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by our cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good to be here.
So you're going to tell us about a bill that would make cannabis use off work site legal. What's that about?
Yeah, you know, first off, according to the Department of Revenue in Colorado, there was $2.3 billion worth of marijuana products sold in 2021, last year. And that's just a slightly more than what was sold in 2020. And that adds up to the state collecting $423 million in marijuana tax revenue in 2021. And on the downside, every month after May, sales seemed to slow. And December was the seventh straight month where dispensary sales were lower than that same month the year before. And that's an indication, I think, that maybe the cannabis market in Colorado has peaked and those numbers probably won't rise as dramatically as they have over the last few years. And that drop in sales coincided with a 28% decrease in wholesale prices. So marijuana in Colorado, in many cases, is cheaper than it was when it was illegal. Pretty amazing. And the state has sold $23 billion worth of cannabis since sales began 8 years ago. Think of that. $23 billion worth. That's $23 billion that would have gone to the illegal market had we still had in place that it was illegal. And it shows that all kinds of people are using cannabis from all walks of life. And there's still some people who believe that legal sales were a bad idea, but there aren't that many people anymore. And there's still people who are going to grow for themselves and their friends. And it's true that cartels have moved into Colorado to grow pot and sell it out of state, although many of those have probably moved to Oklahoma because it's even easier there. But who knows how many people retired to Colorado for the views, of course, and for the chance to buy marijuana legally. We just don't know that. And, you know, the state has changed things as it comes up. The biggest change came with a legislative effort to tighten the rules around concentrates. And that just began on January 1st. And beyond that, I get a paper with information about concentrates in my sack when I get cannabis. We'll have to see how that plays out. That's the one thing that everybody has noticed so far. But there's a new bill in the Colorado House. It's House Bill 1152 that would make cannabis use off the clock no longer a fireable offense. And Colorado would become the first state to allow medical marijuana patients to consume at work. Federal workers, people who work with heavy machinery would be exempt. And more than 86,000 Coloradans have medical cards. So this would affect a lot of people. And remember that Brandon Coates, a medical marijuana patient here in the state, who tested positive and was fired from his job at Dish Network, and the state Supreme Court ruled in 2015 in favor of the employer, even though Coates' use was at home. And that's not the only example, but it's only since states began legalizing that companies began rethinking drug policies. Many, because they're finding that doing a drug test to eliminate somebody for using cannabis in the past, it's making it awfully hard to find people to work. And I've always wondered about this. This is always something I've wondered about cannabis and alcohol. And there was a study published last year, and researchers found that though cannabis use has exploded in the last decade, there's no research or very little research that looks at the performance-related implications of cannabis use. So they did a study that instead of asking people whether they use cannabis or whether they had used it in the last week, they then went to their supervisors and had them rate their daily performance. That's really getting in there. They spent a whole year, they followed 281 participants and their managers, and they found that cannabis use before or during work might have an effect on job performance, but there was no such correlation with after work cannabis use. And I think that's something we have to think about. Alcohol use is seen as a mechanism to wind down and take stress off of the workday. It's encouraged and marketed that way. And yet companies don't view cannabis in the same way, even though people use it for the same things. And the authors postulate that using alcohol often leads to hangovers, which can affect the next day's performance. There's two states, Nevada and New Jersey, that have laws that let employees consume legal cannabis off the job. And the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that medical marijuana use off the clock isn't grounds for dismissal. But nobody, no state allows medical marijuana use at work. And I think that's the part that probably won't make it by the time the bill gets done. It hasn't been popular in the legislature so far. The most recent bill last year was voted down 0-10 in its first committee. And Leslie Weber, who is Normal's executive director, she told Westward Magazine they've done a lot of outreach since then. We'll just have to see what happens. But I'm not going to be holding my breath on this one, remembering that no one should be arrested or fired for putting a substance into their body.
Well, it's certainly an important conversation to be having. I mean, everybody works and we do have legal cannabis in the state. So thank you for bringing that to our ears, Leland. We always appreciate your cannabis insight.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.